Today I'm joined by Dennis Edmonds, who's the Chief Executive Officer of Kazira Global, which is the AIM-quoted investment company with interest in diamonds, heavy mineral sands, and tantalum. It's good that he's joining us. We've got some interesting questions to ask. Dennis, could you outline the truly transformational deal on the lithium potential of the tantalum project?
Sure, Michael. Great to be with you again. The deal is transformational in that it values the lithium, which to date has never really been part of the focus of attention in Kazira, at $15 million. The investors will be acquiring 49% of the tantalum, and they will be putting in $7.5 million, and they will be putting that in by way of both cash and machinery and expertise. So what that means is that it's going to completely transform the operation in Namibia. We'll be able to considerably upgrade the plant, which is old. We'll be able to increase the capacity of the plant enormously, which has great impact in terms of our future tantalum production initially. And then as we get on stream with the lithium separation, we will then see revenues from the lithium, of which we obviously will retain 51%. So it's a fantastic deal for Kazira, apart from which it also, of course, adds in the cash, which means that the Namibian operation is funded for the next, at current rates, the next 30 months. And we certainly expect to be in production with both tantalum and lithium within the next six. So it puts us in a fantastic position to make some very, very good and important strategic decisions in terms of how we go forward.
And does this deal mean that Kazira has lost control over lithium?
No, that's one of the beauties of it, actually, is that Kazira will completely retains 100% ownership of the mine and all the minerals on it. So it's a great position for Kazira to be. We are currently applying for an extension to our lithium license, but that is expected to be available way before we actually get into lithium production. So it's a great place for us to be.
And what does this deal mean for the tantalum?
It will mean that we can start to... Our tantalum we're very pleased about, and that we've got to a level now where the grades are at the required level, so we can get our tantalum is at the right level, we can export properly. But we need to now increase volumes. And this year will be, again, absolutely enormously important in terms of increasing the size of the plant, increasing the throughput of the plant, and pushing that tantalum up to over the 4,000 kilograms a month, which is my target.
And what are the implications of this deal for the parent company and the operation in South Africa?
For Kazira, it's vitally important it's very important in that what it does is it means that money is no longer going to be needed from the company in London or from shareholders to fund operations in Namibia. Namibia, from now, will be self-funding. What it also means is that within a very short space of time, Namibia will be generating serious cash flows, both from tantalum and then shortly thereafter lithium. So that has major impacts for Kazira as such. For South Africa, it will mean that the focus then moves back to South Africa, where things are moving very well there. It's going to be, again, our South African management can focus on South African operations. Namibian operations will be able to look after themselves. So it's great news for that.
Yeah, certainly looks to me as though we might have two transformation deals here, because the installation of the PAN plant at the Alluvial Diamond Project in South Africa looks like a masterstroke, and it hasn't cost Kazira a penny. Can you tell listeners more about this?
Michael, it's a masterstroke is a nice way to describe it. It largely comes down to the relationships which our management, and in particular Johan Matruta, have in South Africa. And what we've managed to do there is to get this enormous plant. It's 16 foot wide pan plant, together with conveyors and screens and all the other bits that go with it. Is an enormous plant. It will process up to 70 tons of gravel per hour. And the deal is one which it actually doesn't cost Kazira anything in terms of cash flow. So what will happen will be that it will be paid out of the sale of diamonds. And what we are paying for the use per ton going through it is less than, in fact, we were paying to Alexcor to use the Mayflower plant. So it completely removes our dependency on Alexcor and the Mayflower plant in terms of initial processing of diamonds. We only rely on them for final sorting and for the sales of diamonds. And it means that we have complete control over what we're doing, as well as having the opportunity to actually use this pan plant to help process other contractors' gravel for Kazira.
And looking over the next 6 months or so, what's the news flow look like for Kazira?
Well, a number of things. Firstly, we would expect to have some news on the heavy mineral sands within the next month or so. It's that license application is sitting with the minister, and we believe that the Department of Mines has done a good job in terms of actually originally granting it to us. We see every reason why it should be supported on appeal, but they have a look at it properly. And so we're confident about that they're being granted. But of course, the other things that are in the pipeline are production, higher levels of production of tantalum, the production of lithium, production of diamonds, and progress on the Buru Hills project, which we announced a couple of weeks ago, in terms of applying, getting the licenses and that whole deal concluded. And that deal now, because of the revenues we expect from both tantalum and lithium and diamonds and heavy mineral sands, becomes self-funding. So again, you know, the expectation is we will not be going back to shareholders to fund the future workflow on Buru Hills.
That's a very reassuring point in today's markets. It's great for you to spend time with Dennis, and appreciate for your comments.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for your time.